Thank you that we are set apart to be your people, Father. Father, today we pray, O God, that you will unveil in our hearts the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, to reveal the Lord Jesus to us, Father, to enable us to see him, to enable us to know him, to understand, O God, who he is in our lives. Let everything that is within us, O God, bless your holy name. Let everything that is within us, O God, praise you. Let everything that is within us, O Lord, glorify you. We ask you, O God, to wash us in the blood of the Lamb, to release us from every bondage of darkness, to bring us forth in your light and in your truth. We ask you, O God, to save us by your name, to vindicate us by your power. Let everything that is within us, O God, bless your holy name. We pray, O Lord, that you will bless us with the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we want to talk about who is Jesus Christ. A very simple question, but a very profound question. Who is Jesus Christ? What is so special about Jesus Christ? What is so important about Jesus Christ? The Bible tells us that God needs to save us by his name. Let's turn to Psalm 54, verse 1. Psalm 54, somewhere in the middle of your Bibles, it's in the Old Testament. Here we see a psalm by King David, some 1,000 years before Jesus Christ came into the world. And here David cries out, "Save me, O God, by thy name, and vindicate me by thy power." David, the great king who came to know God, David, the great king who understood what it means to love God, David, who had tremendous faith in God, here cries out, "Save me, O God, by thy name, and vindicate me by thy power." It's very important for us to understand that God saves us by his name, and God vindicates us or justifies us by his power. As a Christian, we are saved by who God is. We are saved by all that God becomes in our life. Salvation unveils in us according to who God is in our life and according to who God becomes in our life. God himself saves us. In his power, he justifies us. In his power, he changes us. In his power, he causes us to come forth in a new light. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Lord who came into our lives to save us. Jesus Christ manifests into us the reality of the name of God. How is this so? Long before Jesus came into the world, the prophet Isaiah announced that he would be our Savior. He would be the Messiah, the one who would come to save us, the one who would come to open us to the name of God, the one who would come to vindicate us by his power. So Jesus Christ unveils the name of God to us. Jesus Christ justifies us by the power that God unveiled in him and through him. Jesus Christ came to unveil God to our hearts. Jesus Christ came to enable us to see God, and in seeing God and in knowing God, to be saved by God. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. The book of Isaiah, about four books after the book of Psalms. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this." Here we are told by the prophet Isaiah, who wrote this passage some 700 years before Jesus Christ came into the world, that one day we will be given a child. One day we will be given a son. And he will reveal to us the reality of God. His name will be called Wonderful. That is the name of Jesus. When it comes alive in us, it will show us who he is by telling us that he is wonderful, that he is the counselor, the one who teaches us. He is the mighty God. That means we will come alive to the fact that God's power saves us, God's power changes us, God's power enables us. And he will be the eternal Father. He will open the heart of God to us and enable us to understand that we no longer have to live alone. He will enable us to understand that God is our Father. He will enable us to understand who God is. And we will know all this by the fact of his peace alive within us. So when Jesus comes into our life, he brings peace into our hearts. He brings peace into our hearts. So God saves us by his name. He vindicates us by his power. And he gives us his name through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gives us his power through all that Jesus has done for us. So Jesus saves us. What does Jesus mean? In Hebrew, Jesus means Yeshua. Jesus is translated in Hebrew according to the name Yeshua. Yeshua or Jesus means God saves. Yeshua or Jesus means God saves. So Jesus brings to us the reality of God. How is that so? The Bible says that Jesus is God made man. God made man. He became flesh to show us who God is. Because no man can see God. No man can know God. No man can come before God unless God makes himself alive to us. And the way in which God makes himself alive to us is to unveil Jesus to our hearts. So Jesus Christ comes to us as Lord and Savior. And as Lord and Savior, he changes us. In Jesus Christ, God has given us everything to enable us to be saved. God has given us everything that will enable us to be changed and to be transformed. We are changed as Jesus comes alive in us. So as a Christian, we are called to understand and to know who Jesus is. Because through Jesus, God will reveal himself. Through Jesus, God will unveil himself to our hearts. Through Jesus, God will show us who he is. Through Jesus, God will show us what he means to bring into our lives. Now, how is this possible? How does Jesus Christ come to us and reveal the Lord our God to us? How does Jesus come to us and reveal the Lord our God to us? Let's turn to John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. What are the words of Jesus Christ? The words of Jesus Christ are the testimony of his life. The testimony that he has given us, the testimony that is written through the pages of the Bible. In all of the Bible, God has a revelation of himself. And that revelation is brought to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. When we see the man Jesus, we begin to see who God is. And we hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we see what he did, when we see what he has done for us, then we can begin to see who God is. So Jesus Christ came with the sole purpose to reveal God to our heart, to enable us to see that God saves us by his name. So the name of Jesus is the name of God given to us. The name of God opened to us. The name of God made alive to us. And Jesus does this through something called his words. His words are what is called his testimony. His words are his testimony. His words come to us as spirit and our life. Because they are his words, they come to us as his spirit and his life. And because he is God in himself, we begin to realize that his spirit and his life enable us to come alive to God. It is a supernatural reality. It is a supernatural revelation. And when that revelation comes alive in us, we come to see Jesus. We come to see God. We come to understand who God is. So when we first see Jesus Christ, our hearts are open to him supernaturally. And we suddenly come alive to God. We come alive to the fact that God is real. That God has touched us, that God is alive to us. And that comes to us through the name of Jesus. And when we come alive to the fact that God is real, everything in our life begins to open and we begin to see new things in the Lord our God. So Jesus Christ comes to us so as to enable us to see who God is. So who is God? God is best seen from a place that the church celebrates as the cross. God is best seen from a cross. At the cross we see who God is. At the cross we see his heart. At the cross we see what God has done for us. At the cross we come to understand that God loves us. At the cross we hear the words of Jesus Christ, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus went to the cross for us. Jesus went to the cross to redeem us. Jesus went to the cross to unveil the power of God that will enable us to be changed. So we find that when Jesus Christ died, he also came back from the dead. He is the only person who rose from the dead. And when he rose from the dead, everything that he spoke, everything that he did before his death on the cross was justified. That means it was true. Why is it true? Because God alone can raise someone from the dead. Only God can raise someone from the dead, and only God can justify a person beyond the grave. We have no power beyond the grave. So Jesus Christ coming back from the dead proved that he was who he said he was. He was what the Bible says he was. Because when he came back from the dead, he overcame the one thing that defeats man, death. So when Jesus Christ came from the dead, there was a power released by God for each one of us. That power is the power that vindicates us, the power that saves us, the power that justifies us. Because Jesus Christ is who he is, the power that he gives us enables us to be changed. So all of our Christian life comes alive from who Jesus is, from all that he has done for us. We grow as Christians as Jesus comes alive in us, as his words come alive in us. Because his words bring his spirit and his life into us. His words were fashioned in his faith for us and his love for us. When we look at the cross, we see the faith of Jesus Christ for us. We see the love of Jesus Christ for us. And we understand through his words that his faith and his love are released for us through the cross. When he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," he was expressing his faith in God. And he was also unveiling God's love for us in all the words that he said. And these words were true. And God says these words are true by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. And so when Jesus Christ rises from the dead, we find that his faith and his love are true. And his faith and his love are available to us through his words. So if you read the Bible in the context of who Jesus is, in the context of Jesus being your Lord and Savior, you will come alive to the fact that his faith and his love are real. And his faith and his love bring the reality of God to us. Because he is God, he came as man to open man to God. And by his faith in God, he proved that God was real. By his faith in God, he did his miracles. By his faith in God, he spoke the words that he spoke. By his faith in God, he went to the cross. And his faith was justified when he was raised from the dead. He came into the world to reveal who God is. The Bible says that God is love. And when we see the cross, we see the love of God for us. Because the love of God is what caused Jesus to say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, because he forgave us through the cross, through suffering and pain, we come to realize that the love of God is of such a high stature. A love that was able to be expressed perfectly for us in spite of pain and humiliation, in spite of the circumstances of the cross, in spite of abuse, in spite of the mockery of man, in spite of the injustice of man, we find that Jesus Christ saves us. And that salvation comes to us in his power, the power of his faith and his love for us. So when you become alive as a Christian, you begin to see that you are changing. Why are you changing? How are you changing? Now that change and that transformation comes to you in the power of Jesus' faith and his love for you and me. And his faith and his love are given to us through his words. His words are the medium in which God unveils into us the faith and love of Jesus for us. And the faith and love of Jesus Christ for us enables us to be changed. Now that's the reason why Jesus came as a man. Because he had to unveil God in his manhood. So that we could understand, so that we could receive. So when Jesus went to the cross, he goes to the cross to show us what sort of heart God has. The Bible says God is love, but when we look at the cross, we understand that love. When we hear the words of Jesus Christ say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, we see the love of God for us. So we need to understand that this is what saves us. So who is Jesus Christ? He is God made man, and he is God unveiled to us. He brings the reality of God to us, and he saves us by the name of God. He saves us by his love for us. He saves us by his faith for us. So he gives us what we don't have. He gives us a perfect faith, and he gives us a perfect love. Right? Are you with me? That's why he is God made man, because love is an attribute of God. Faith is something that God has for all of us. God loved us, and God created us, and God predestined us for great things. For things that will unveil in each one of our lives. So God has a great purpose for us, and he has a great faith for us. But the problem is, how does he make that faith and that love come alive to us? So God became man, right? He manifested himself through the Lord Jesus Christ. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, he came and he walked in our midst. He lived amongst us. He ate what we ate. And he spoke words like we did. And in all of that process of 33 years that he spent with us, Jesus Christ enables us to see who God is. And in that process, he unveiled the faith of God in the situations and circumstances of man. So he lived as a man, and he lived his life in the strength of the Lord his God. And in that process, what did he unveil? He unveiled a faith that was perfect, a faith that was always focused on God, something that man did not have. Right? Man did not have the faith to focus on God. So Jesus came and he unveiled a faith focused on God, a faith able to see God, a faith able to cling to God, a faith able to function in God. And he had that faith right through the cross. He had that faith right through the cross. He had that faith for us. So Jesus Christ, in fact, manifested or, in fact, perfected the faith that we all need. And so when we come alive to God, suddenly we have a faith in God. Whose faith is that? That is the faith of Jesus Christ that has come alive in you, supernaturally. Suddenly you know God is real. Before that you had no time for him. Suddenly you have faith in God. Suddenly you have a desire to read your scriptures. Where did that desire come from? That desire came from the heart of Jesus. Okay? So through the cross, Jesus Christ also reveals to us the love of God. Right? What kind of a love was it? So we see the life of Jesus, and we see that he did many miracles. So when you read the Gospels, you find that Jesus healed the sick. He healed the blind. He made the deaf talk. He made the deaf hear, and he made the dumb talk. Right? He released those who were demonized from demon possession. He was the only person who did that. Right? No other person in the history of man has ever done those kind of miracles, one after the other, all in the name of God. In the prophets of old did miracles, but they were few and far between. Right? There were miracles in the past, but they were few and far between. But Jesus Christ came, and suddenly everything he did was a miracle. The words that he spoke were a miracle. Right? In the Bible we read Jesus Christ speaking to multitudes on the Sermon on the Mount. Multitudes means hundreds of people. Yet he had no PA system. He had no electronic ways of communication. Yet those multitudes were able to hear him. How? That is the power of God. Okay? Jesus came and he revealed a reality that no one else had. Right? A reality of what is the power of God. So when you read the Bible and you read every miracle, everything that Jesus did, what you must understand is that Jesus Christ was not just doing a miracle. He was showing you the power of God. He was showing you what kind of power that is. The power that is able to multiply the bread. The power that is able to heal the deaf, heal the dumb. Right? When we cannot see God, we cannot hear God, we are deaf and blind as well. Right? When you cannot see God, you are blind to God. When you cannot hear God, you are deaf to God. And when you cannot speak of God, you are dumb. When you cannot walk in God's name, you are lame. When you are imprisoned in your own sins, right? You are in bondage, you are in darkness, you are imprisoned. And you find that Jesus Christ came to give life to us in all of these areas. Who is Jesus Christ? He is our Savior, He is our Redeemer, He is our friend. He is the Lord who came to us and opened God to our hearts. And that is what we must always hear and understand and know, that Jesus Christ has come to us to give us a new life. A new life. When you read the Bible, when you read His miracles, you must understand that those miracles are available to you. They're not available to you just in natural terms, they're available to you in spiritual terms. Because the human race is sick in its soul. The human race has a soul that has turned away from God. Your soul is your inward part that expresses your personality. And if you look at yourself at any point in time, you can tell which parts of you are alive to God, in what areas you are alive to God, in what areas you are far away from God. And the only way you can bring Jesus, bring God alive to you, or receive the reality of God, is to admit Jesus into those areas of your life. So Jesus Christ comes to us as our Savior. He comes to us to bring salvation to our lives. So who is Jesus Christ is a very important question that we must all have an answer to. Because we must know who He is. Because by who He is, He saves us. Let's look at John chapter 6 verse 48. The first statement that Jesus Christ says about Himself is that He is the bread of life. John 6 verse 48. I am the bread of life. Now what does that mean? I am is the name of God, by the way. And because Jesus is God come to us, when He says I am, He is making a very big statement. He is saying, I am meaning God has come alive in me. I am the bread of life. Because I am who I am, that is who God is, you can only see through me. All that God can do, you can only receive through me. And He says, I am the bread of life. What does the bread of life mean? Jesus says, I alone can feed you spiritually. I alone can make you grow so that you are able to live by God, so that you are able to live through God. I am the bread of life. And you need to receive me as the bread of life. So, as a Christian, how do you grow? You always continue to receive Jesus. How do you continue to receive Jesus? From your heart. How do you receive from your heart? By hearing and by seeing. Seeing means revelation. Hearing means giving ear to God's Word. As you read the Bible, you give ear to God's Word. And God's Word, when it comes alive to you in Jesus' name, it feeds you. How does it feed you? It feeds you by making Jesus alive to you. And when Jesus comes alive to you, you have received something from God. So Jesus' first statement to us is that I am the bread of life. So who is Jesus Christ? He is the bread of life. And what does He do with that bread of life? He causes us to grow in Him. He causes us to grow so that we come to see God, so that we come to know God. The second statement that Jesus makes is found in John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. Here Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world. The Bible also says that God is light. Light means wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Light means everything that enlightens us and fills us. So in that verse, Jesus ultimately speaks of coming to us as the light of life. Everything that is revealed to us of Him becomes inside of us light. Light by which we can see things in a new light. So when you were born again, when you came alive to the Lord, You suddenly were enlightened in your heart. There was light in you. The darkness was moved and there was suddenly light. And that light showed you that God was real, that God was a living person, that God was alive, that God was someone whom you could come alive to. God was someone whom you could see. God was someone whom you could hear. The light was made manifest. So Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I am is the name of God. And he's saying that everything that you see of God in me and by me and through you, through me, will enable you to see the light that God has given you. And that light will enlighten you. That light will become the light of life within you. It will enable you to live by me. It will enable you to do all things through me. It will enable you to see new things in me. So that too is part of our salvation. Jesus Christ feeds us as the bread of life, and he also enlightens us as the light of life. And as he enlightens us, we begin to see things in a new light. Okay? And that light you have to receive. That light you have to receive. In order to receive the light, you need to use your heart. Alright? You need to use your heart. You need to see. You need to hear. When your heart sees, when your heart hears, Jesus comes alive to you. Alright? Jesus comes alive to you. Okay? The third statement that the Lord Jesus Christ made was the statement, I am the door. And you find that in John chapter 10. I am the door. Verse 9. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now Jesus starts talking about being someone through whom we can live and move and have our being. We can go in and out through the reality of his name. His name becomes a door to us, a door through which we can move into God's presence. We can move into the reality of things that God has given us. So Jesus Christ came to open the reality of God to us, to enable us to function in God, to enable us to function through God. And in that process, he becomes the door to us. And that door opens from our heart. And suddenly we can move into realities that we never had before. We have lived all our life in the world. We have learned things according to the world. And we have done things according to the world. And we have found that it only brings sorrow and pain and death. It does not save us. It does not give us a future. Everything that the world gives dissipates into nothingness. And at the end of it all, what we find after 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, that the life that we have has been stolen by things that have taken our life away from us. So Jesus comes and he says, but there is a new reality. There is a new reality. I am the door. So when God comes into your life, he comes into your life through the Lord Jesus Christ, you are born again. When you are born again, what happens? John 3. John chapter 3, verse 3 and verse 5. Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That word, enter into the kingdom of God, you enter by the door. Right? That door. So that door has been opened to you. Right? And suddenly you can see the kingdom of God. Suddenly you are alive to God. Right? The water there represents the word. As the word cleans you up, as the word brings into you new thoughts, new understanding, as you come alive to the person of the Holy Spirit, God tells you, you can use that door and enter into the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is depicted in the Bible as a high mountain. As a high mountain, like a mountain of reality. A reality in God, a reality of God. And that reality is through the door. Jesus says, I am the door. So how does God open that door to us? By the name of Jesus Christ. By making Jesus alive to us. By understanding all that Jesus has opened to us. So Jesus is the door. So the next statement that Jesus then makes is that, I am the good shepherd. Where do you find that? You find that in John chapter 10. Right? John chapter 10 again. Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Once you enter the door, you need someone to lead you. So Jesus comes to you as the good shepherd. It is very important that we are led by the Lord, who is our God. And Jesus says, I am the good shepherd who has laid down his life for you. That's very important, because you can only be led by God if you are willing to receive what God has given you. And the shepherd leads you by making you understand that everything needed for your life comes from him. He laid down his life for you. The Bible says that Jesus Christ has given us his fullness. By laying down his life for us through the cross, Jesus Christ unveils to us his fullness. What does the cross represent? A sacrifice. A sacrifice on our behalf, a sacrifice given to us. Of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. John 1 verse 16. John 1 verse 16 says that Jesus Christ has come to us in his fullness. His fullness has been given to us. So how does the shepherd give us his fullness? How does the shepherd provide for us? He provides for us by laying down his life for us. So the shepherd can only lead us. The shepherd can only feed us. The shepherd can only unveil to us what he has given us. So we need to understand, that's why Jesus makes a very peculiar statement. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. In order to enable the sheep to understand the things of God, Jesus Christ gives himself for us. He gives himself for us by forgiving us for our sins, and also by unveiling to us through the cross his faith and his love for us. And his faith and his love for us enable us to live. Can you catch that? His faith and his love for us enable us to live. And that's what we must understand. In Christianity, you grow by what God has given you through the Lord Jesus Christ. When you hear the word and you understand the word in Jesus Christ, you receive the faith and love of Jesus Christ. And the faith and love of Jesus Christ must become your nature. It must become your faith. It must become the love that you are willing to express through all that you do in word and in deed. The words that you speak in all that you do by what you do. Okay? So, what causes you to grow? What causes you to be led by the shepherd? What Jesus has given to you by laying himself down for us. So, what does Jesus give to us through the cross? His faith and his love for us. His faith and his love for us in the reality of who God is. Because Jesus always belonged to God. So his faith and his love always belong to God. So when his faith and his love come alive in us, his faith and his love causes also to belong to God. Because that is the nature of his faith and that's the nature of his love. So he brings into us a nature we do not have. He brings into us a thinking we do not have. He brings into us a transformation. So he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Why does he lay down his life for the sheep? So that life will be made available to us by God. Right? So on the sacrifice, Jesus Christ offered himself before God for us. Right? And in that offering, he brought forth something that is entirely given to us. Right? What is given to us are the realities of his words. And his words are unveiled in all of Scripture. And we have been teaching that. So you need to understand that we are talking about supernatural realities, okay? Realities that God has opened to us through Jesus Christ. And those realities, when they come alive to us, will be wonderful. They will bring into us the counsels of God. That means they will teach us new things. They will bring into our lives the reality that God is a mighty God, because he is changing you. He is removing from you those things that used to bind you. And he's also bringing into you abilities that you never had. And in that reality, you come alive to a power that is working within you, enabling you to do new things in him, by him, and through him. And in that reality, you come alive to the fact that God is your father, that you have a father, that God cares, that God means to be someone who makes a difference in your life. All right? And then when you come alive to the fact that God is your father, you come alive also to the reality that there is peace within you. How do you know God is your father? Because of the peace that you receive in your heart. Right? The peace that you receive in your heart. So the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And he does this in order to give us a power so that we can live. And Jesus Christ makes this statement in John chapter 11. Verse 25. John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? What is Jesus here saying here? He is the shepherd who laid down his life for us. But he did not simply lay down his life for us as an end in itself. He rose from the dead. And in that resurrection, he released a power that is called the resurrection and the life. So how does God save us? In the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the life that comes to us in Jesus' name, a life that is alive in resurrection power. And that life and that power is able to change us. That life and that power is able to change us. And so we find that Jesus Christ comes to us and he unveils to us the power of God. The power of God to enable us to come before God, enable us to live through it, through the Lord our God, to enable us to understand that there is a life that has been given to us. So as a Christian, you come alive to the fact that God has given you the power to live, the power to see new things, and that power within you transforms you, and the power within you transforms you. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him, that is to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. What is this power that works within us? This power is the power of his resurrection. And this power is so great that it's able to do within us beyond all that we ask or even think. Okay? This power works within us. So when Jesus comes alive in us, automatically there comes into us a power to be changed, a power to be transformed, a power to receive and to realize beyond all that we ask or even think. So this is something that we must understand. God saves us beyond all that we ask or even think. All right? So there is a power working within you to bring forth change and transformation. And that power is the power of God. The power that enables you to know that God is working in your life. Okay? That the power is working in your life. Now the next statement that Jesus Christ makes tells us that not only has God given us power, that power is, however, defined to work in us so as to be the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus makes this next statement. John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. Here Jesus Christ says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. The Father is our God. Right? Okay? So Jesus Christ releases to us a power. But that power only works if he is to be the way, the truth, and the life. Okay? So the power of his resurrection comes alive in us only as he becomes the way, the truth, and the life. So we need to understand something. If you really want to see the power of God unveil in you, if you really want to see the power of God transforming you, you must understand that Jesus must become to you the way, the truth, and the life. That means you must learn to see things in Jesus Christ. When you read the scripture, you must understand that God is opening to you a way. In that way, God will unveil his power. So the word comes to you to open the way that God wants to give you. That way has to be revealed to your heart. Now in that way, God enables his power to manifest. That way is the truth. Okay? The truth that will set you free. And when the truth sets you free, you actually experience the power of God. Release you from the bondage of sin. You can actually see the power of God change your thinking, change your nature. The bad habits of the past begin to fade away. There comes alive in you a nature that says, I don't want to do these things anymore. Right? I have no desire to do those things. How do you lose that desire to do things that are not right? Because there's a new nature coming alive in you, and that new nature carries a power of His resurrection. So how do you know Jesus Christ rose from the dead? Because He is able to change you. Correct? Are you with me? How do you know Jesus Christ rose from the dead? Very simply, because He is able to change you. He didn't simply come and tell you some great words and then disappear. He comes alive to you even today. He comes alive to you with resurrection power. Right? And that power unveils in the truth. And that truth sets you free. And then you begin to see that you can finally begin to function in a newness of life. And that newness of life has been opened to you in the power of God. Okay? So Jesus then says, I am the life. When you come alive to the truth and you are enabled to live, you begin to realize that you are living. Okay? So you are living a different life than you used to be. Although we may use the same English words and talk about life, we are not talking about the life that is according to the world. We are talking about a life that comes to us in the faith and love of Jesus for us. Are you with me? And the faith and love of Jesus for us gives us a new appreciation of life. It gives us a new understanding of life. It gives us a new ability to live. We receive a new nature. His faith and His love begins to form our faith and our love in God. And we begin to be able to live by Him. And as we focus on Him, as we grow in Him, we begin to realize that He is indeed the way, the truth, and the life. When Jesus becomes the way, the truth, and the life, you begin to realize life in a new way, a life in a new power, life in a freshness, life with anticipation, because everything in God is going to be new. Okay? So who is Jesus Christ? He is the one who comes into your life and opens a new way, and He opens to you the truth that God sets you free, and He opens to you a new way of living, a new life. Okay, so we are not talking about a religion, we are talking about a person. We are talking about a relationship with a living person. Right? Who He is and what He is able to do. And as a Christian, we are saved by what God is able to do in our lives, not by what we are able to do. But what God is able to do in our lives, what we can receive from God and then express in our life through what we do. Can you catch it? So Jesus finally makes His seventh statement, the statement that says that we will all be made perfect. It is found in John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in them, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus comes to us as the way, the truth, and the life, right? That was the last statement that we did. In that process, He comes alive to us as a vine. He's trying to give you a picture. He's trying to give you a picture that He comes to you as a plant, and you are the branch of that plant. And He shows that as the vine. And you begin to realize that if you are a branch of the vine, the branch lives entirely by what comes through the vine. Are you with me? A branch cannot live on its own. So a branch draws everything from the vine. So Jesus in His sixth statement said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So I am the way, the truth, and the life becomes like a tree of life within us. Right? And that tree of life is called I am the vine. When Jesus Christ becomes the vine inside of you, you become a branch of Him. You become a living expression of Him. Okay? You come forth as an entirely new person. A person in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. A person who is able to express the realities of His faith and His love through all that you do in word and in deed. And in that process, you have realized your salvation. What does salvation mean? Salvation means that you can live, move, and have your being like Jesus Christ did. Entirely in God, entirely by God, and entirely through God. Can you catch that? Right? So that is what a Christian calls salvation. Jesus coming alive in us so that we can live entirely by Him. And in doing that, we actually learned how to live by our God. Can you catch that? When you're able to live by God, you have entered a reality of actually living instead of dying. No longer has death a hold on you. Okay? So Jesus Christ came to us to give us this salvation. And this salvation comes to us only by His name. Amen? So let's turn to John 17. John 17 verse 6. I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. This is, John 17 is a prayer Jesus made before he went to the cross. At the cross, he became a living sacrifice for us. A sacrifice that saves us, a sacrifice that changes us, a sacrifice that enables us to walk in a newness. Right? Through that sacrifice, what is Jesus giving us? Jesus is unveiling to us His name. Okay? The name of God. So He says in this verse, I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. So we started off with a verse that says, save me, O God, by thy name. So Jesus comes and He saves us by the name of God. We started off with a verse that says, save me, O God, by thy name, vindicate me by thy power. Right? Now we find that God saves us through the name of Jesus and He vindicates us through the power that Jesus releases to us. What is the power Jesus releases to us? The power of His faith and the power of His love. The power of His nature, the power of His righteousness. Now, all these things that Jesus releases to us are all attributes found in God. Are you listening? What does attribute mean? It is part of the nature of God. It is something that is of God made alive to us. So when we talk of power, we need to understand that God calls Himself the Almighty God. That means all power rests with me. So when Jesus Christ comes to us and He saves us, He releases the power that God gives us. And that power changes us. That power enables us to think in a new way. That power gives us a new intelligence. That power gives us a new future. That power gives us a new tomorrow. That power comes to you from the name of God. Okay? That power Jesus releases to us by unveiling it through the cross. Why through the cross? Because in the cross you begin to see who your God is. Because on the cross you see the heart of God revealed. Right? So God's name is I am who I am. And the heart of God is revealed to you from a cross so that you can know who He is and you can see what He can do. So God wants you to see Him from His heart. And He shows you that heart from a cross. And on that cross He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Right? That forgiveness stands over our life forever. Okay? So we are a people forgiven. That does not mean that God condones sin. He does not. But God is prepared to work into you His righteousness. He is prepared to strive with you to bring forth His righteousness. He is prepared to save you. Okay? How does He save you? By His name. Alright? He saves you by bringing His reality into you. And that reality transforms your life. That reality changes you. So if you can understand that you have to draw and receive something from God before you can realize your salvation, you will begin to understand that everything in salvation comes out of God. It comes out of who He is. So it's a very important statement Jesus Christ says here. Father, I manifested thy name to the men whom thou gavest me out of the world. I manifested, I made light, I gave life to your name. I made it alive to them. I made it available to them. I made it understandable to them. I made it a name that they can come alive to. They will be able to see who you are. They will be able to see all that you are. And so they can all be saved because of who you are in me. Okay? So this is what Jesus Christ wants us to understand. The name of God is life to us. What is the name of God? It comes to us as the bread of life. So, when you read the Bible, who are you looking for? Who is God? And how do you see who God is? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. When you see God, and you receive him, you are receiving the bread of life. When the word of God reveals God to you, and the word of God becomes life to you through the Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to find that you are being fed, and it enables you to grow. When you are able to see the Lord Jesus Christ, you have received light. That light enlightens you. It makes you a new person. It brings into you the light of life. Okay? When you see the light, you can then see a door. The door is what God wants you to move into. That's how God wants you to discover him. That door will open to your heart. This is what God wants you to do in your life. When you go into that door, the Lord will then lead you. He says, come to me and I will show you that I am the way, the truth and the life. I will lead you as a shepherd, and I will show you in that process that I alone can be life to you. I alone can be the way to you. I alone can be the truth to you. When you come alive to me being your way, your truth and your life, you will then come alive to the fact that I am the tree of life. I am the true vine and you are my branches. That what I have done for you in the cross is to enable you to live by me. And when you live by me, you are saved. When you live by me, you are actually you have actually realized your salvation. So when we are born again, God saves us. And we understand that as God has opened his kingdom to us. And all of the promises of the kingdom are available to us. But we need to realize those promises. And those promises can only be realized through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ becomes God made alive to us. So who is Jesus Christ? God explained to us, all right? God explained to us. The Lord whom we can, the God whom we can now touch, the God whom we can feel, because we can now relate to him in human terms. God has explained himself to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. In human terms, through his miracles, he has shown us what sort of person he is. And so when you read the Gospels, what are you looking for? You are looking for the reality of God revealed in Jesus Christ. Because that is the reality that is going to save you. That's the reality that is going to transform you. That's the reality that is going to enable you to walk in a new plane. Okay? Because everything that God has given you comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we come back to our original verse. Save me, O God, by thy name. Vindicate me by thy power. First, God must save us by who he is. Then God, in who he is, releases to us a power that will justify us. All right? He starts transforming our thoughts. He starts transforming our nature. He starts transforming our actions. He starts transforming us so that we learn to live in a newness. Amen? Now that whole process is called a Passover. From feeding on the name of God to becoming a branch of the Lord who is alive in you. That whole process is a Passover. It is a continual growth process. It will go on forever. It has got no end. Right? So, if you have wasted 40 years of your life, then you need to understand you have an eternal life before you. Okay? So you haven't even started living. Okay? So you have a future. And that future has been given to you in the name of God. Right? It has not simply been given to you. It has been given to you as an oath. An oath sworn in blood. Now what we are going to celebrate now is something called Holy Communion that Christians celebrate as a remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is this remembrance? This remembrance is the Passover. The Passover into the reality of God. A Passover into an eternal future that God has given you. A Passover that will cause you to come forth as an entirely new creation. So as you learn scripture, as you come alive to the Bible, you begin to see that always this idea of the Passover is there in the Bible. Every verse in the Bible that speaks of the name of God is a Passover. It speaks of a reality that God means to establish in your heart and bring alive through all that you do in word and in deed. And in that process, he will establish a Passover. So every verse in the Bible revealed to you becomes a Passover. A Passover into the mountain of God. Right? The mountain of the Lord. When we say mountain of the Lord, we are saying the reality of God that is depicted as a mountain, that is most high. So the highest name of God is called Yahweh Elyon, right? The most high God. I am who I am the most high. And that is God's mountain. Alright? So this Passover is into that mountain. And this Passover will continue forever. Your status in life is defined by what position you occupy on that mountain. And everything on that mountain is open to you in Jesus' name. So who is Jesus Christ? The Passover into the mountain of God. Alright? The Passover into the mountain of God that will enable you to live there. Okay? Now you can only receive this Passover from your heart. You can only receive this Passover from your heart. And remember, you can only receive. You cannot earn it. You cannot deserve it. You can only receive it. Are you listening? You cannot earn it. You cannot deserve it. You can only receive it. You can only receive it. It is all by grace. So John 1:16 says, of his fullness we have all received. Grace upon grace. Grace cannot be earned. So his fullness is given to you. Grace upon grace. Don't try and earn it. It is when you try and earn things in God that you stop growing in God. And you start putting on self-righteousness. Self-righteousness was Lucifer's disease. Lucifer is the devil. Lucifer thought he could become God. Why? Because he became so self-righteous. Alright? So, John 1:16 says, of his fullness, that is the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have all received, all, everyone. Whether you were picked up from the street or whether you came out of a palace, you all have received. And you have all received his fullness. Right? Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. It is given to you by grace. Don't try and earn it. The law was given through Moses, verse 17, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Grace and truth were realized. That means it is a realization. A realization opened into your heart. It is a realization of who God is, not who you are. Right? Some religions come and tell you, you must realize who you are. We have seen enough of ourselves. There's nothing to realize about that. Right? We are a blooming mess. Right? What we need to realize is who God is. Because unless God becomes life to us, we have no future. Right? We have no blooming future. So what we need to realize is who God is. Because God can only save us by his name. God can only vindicate us by his power. His power comes from his name. His power comes through his name. And his name is revealed to you in the Lord Jesus Christ. His name is given to you to use in the name of Jesus. His name, Jesus, inside of you opens a Passover. And so as we celebrate Holy Communion today, we are celebrating this Passover. We are always celebrating this Passover because this Passover lasts forever. This Passover will continue to be a revelation to us forever and forever and forever and forever. Luke chapter 22. It's good to know, isn't it, that you're not going to die, that you will live. That even if you die, you will live. Okay, Luke chapter 22, verse 14. And when the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. When you were born again, God opened you to the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? That reality of God that comes alive to you. It comes alive to you from your heart. That reality opened to you is the beginning of your Passover. You are born again and you have passed over from darkness into light. Now the rest of your life is going to be a realization of this Passover in light. As you receive more and more of the light of God, you will begin to see new things in God. And as you see new things in God, everything inside of you will be transformed in that light. Okay? Some people sit down and meditate hoping to find light. Light does not come from meditation, light comes from a living person. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the light. Meditation is not light. It is the light of darkness. But when Jesus Christ comes alive in you, He brings into you the light. The light that enables you to pass over into the mountain of God. Amen? And Jesus Christ says, this Passover will be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. So, as we partake of this Passover celebration, we are celebrating God's fulfillment of His word in our life. We are saying, surely God will fulfill this Passover in my life. Surely God will bring forth this Passover in my life. Because my God is a faithful God. When I look at the cross, I see His faithfulness. My God has the power to change me. Because when I look at the cross and I see the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know that God has given me a power so that I will also live. And I will realize this life, I will realize this Passover in the faith and love of Jesus Christ for me. That's why you can change. That's why you have to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Because you cannot receive the faith of Jesus and the love of Jesus from anybody else. I can't make you receive Jesus Christ. I can only be a vessel that enables you to receive Him. You have to receive Him by the Holy Spirit. You have to receive Him in your own heart, and you have to realize this Passover from your own heart. It only takes a thought to receive Him. It only takes you to set your hope on Him to enter that Passover. Amen? So you need to always set your hope on Him. No matter what may be happening around you, inside you must set your hope on the Lord. Because He will come through for you. Sometimes it may take a few days, sometimes it may take a few months, sometimes it may take a couple of years. But whatever it is, God will come through. And when God comes through, He will transform your life. And as you learn that, you begin to realize how real God is in your life. So, what are we celebrating in this Passover? The reality of the Lord our God. So all of us have discovered God at different realities, right? We all know God in some extent. We all know God in some way in which He has come alive in us. We all have realized this Passover. We all know that God is real. We know God is true. We know God is good. Now when we celebrate this Passover, what are we saying? We will continue in this Passover. We will continue to realize this Passover. We will continue to receive this Passover. We will continue to receive Jesus Christ as the Passover Lamb. Amen? As the Passover Lamb who gave Himself for us so that we may live forever through Him. And that's the good news. That's the entire scriptures. That God has saved us. That God has made us to live by His name. So let's look at verse 19 and verse 20. And when He had taken some bread and given thanks, He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." What does bread represent? All that He has given Himself as to us, right? I am the bread of life. So He says, this is the bread. And He takes bread to depict the fact that He is the bread of life. And He says, this bread of life is given to you in my body. That means, all that I have in me is given for you as the bread of life. When you feed on who I am, we are not talking about literal things, we are talking about living realities in God, open to you by His word. Alright? The realities of God that say, I am. I am who I am. I am that I am. All that makes you alive. Okay? And Jesus Christ says, all that I have given to you from my body. Because I have made God alive to you. I have shown you who He is. I have shown you all that He can do. And as I come alive in you, you will come alive to who God is and all that God can do in your life. As you grow in God, you will begin to see more and more of Him. As you grow in me, you will understand that the Lord your God comes to you by me. So this is my body. Right? Okay? Can you catch that? What is he saying by the, by body? He's saying that all that represents me is given to you. All right? Okay? He's speaking of a spiritual mystery, and he's depicting this spiritual mystery as his body. So when we grow in Jesus Christ, we become his body, right? So the church is called the body of Christ. Why? Because we have received of his fullness. So what is this Passover all about? Receiving the fullness of Jesus Christ, correct? Why? So that we can become his body, able to do all things in his name. That is our destiny. So we have all come from different kinds of sin. We have all done different kinds of foolish things in our lives. And as God comes alive in us, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are beginning to discover new ways of living. Right? We still have many faults, but God is working a miracle in us. And we know that that miracle is real. We can feel that miracle in our lives. We can realize that miracle in our lives. And as that miracle grows inside of us, we are able to see the goodness of our God. So as we come to celebrate this Passover, what do we see of God? His goodness, his mercy, his kindness. We also see his righteousness. Right? Because he has saved us by his name, and he is vindicating us by his power. Okay? So we are saved by the righteousness of our God, by all that he is doing in our lives. Righteousness means right action in truth. So through Jesus Christ, what has God done for us? He has saved us. He has vindicated us. He is transforming us. He is changing us. He is bringing us as a new person. Okay? And that is a Passover. And that's the Passover that we are celebrating. We are celebrating that the fullness of Jesus Christ has been given to us. And he is the bread of life. Amen? Next verse, verse 20. And in the same way he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." The next thing that Jesus depicts here is intimacy, the blood. He shed his blood for us. In the blood he expresses his love for us. In the blood he also expresses his faith for us. And his blood saves us. Why does his blood save us? Because the blood communicates his love and his faith for us. Correct? We already know that the blood comes to us as a living witness, correct? What does that witness bring to us? The power of his faith and his love for us. That's why you can change. It is not magic. It is real. It is tangible. Right? So everything that God brings into your life and my life stands in the faith and love of Jesus for us. And his faith and his love fashions our faith and our love towards God. So we can have a perfect faith because Jesus' faith is coming alive in us. So we too can have a perfect love because the love of Jesus is being unveiled in our hearts. And we are being changed by it. Alright? It is a slow process, but it is a sure process. And we have all realized some measure of it, and we will continue to realize some measure of it. Because the entire new covenant is in the blood. What is the covenant? God's promises. All of God's promises are in the blood. And all of these promises are given to us by whose faith? By the faith of Jesus Christ. By whose love? By the love of Jesus Christ. Every promise is an expression of God's faith and his love for us. So when the promises of God are seen in our lives, we are saved. We are transformed. We are blessed. And we become in turn a blessing. All that we are celebrating in this Passover. So in this Passover we are celebrating the fact that we are saved. We are celebrating the fact that we are saved with gratitude in our hearts. Right? With the certainty that God has saved us by his name. So who is Jesus Christ? God explained in our lives. God explained through our lives. God explained in our thoughts. God explained in our words. God explained in our deeds. God explained in our thoughts. God explained in our words. God explained in our deeds. And this is how we worship God, by expressing Jesus Christ in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. Amen? Okay, praise the Lord. So as we celebrate communion, we have much to be grateful for. So shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you that you have given us the Lord Jesus Christ as a living and growing expression of your name, Father. That he is, as he is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, as he is brought alive to us according to your will. Father, we realize, O God, that in his fullness we have received a Passover. A Passover that will grow and will grow and will grow and will grow forever and forever and forever and forever. And all of this Passover, Father, stands over our lives in the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his goodness, because of his faith, because of his love, because of the fact that he was righteous before you, because of the fact that he belonged to you, Father, because he loved you with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, because, O God, he loved us as he loved himself, because he saved us by laying down his life for us, Father. So as we celebrate this Passover, we are celebrating the realities of all that Jesus gave us in his body and through his blood. And so, Father God, as we celebrate this Passover, we are grateful for what we have received. We are grateful for what you continue to bring alive in us. We are grateful for what will continue to be opened in our lives forever. In Jesus' name we bow before you and we thank you, Father, that this Passover is our destiny. This Passover is our assurance. This Passover is the reality that you have given us by your name. Sanctify therefore these elements of the bread and wine, that they will be to us by your Holy Spirit, the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That as we receive him, Father, we will receive him in his fullness, so that we will come alive in him and by him and through him, to worship you in spirit and in truth. This, Father, is the miracle of salvation. This, Father, is the miracle of our redemption. This, Father, is the miracle of our healing. This, Father, is the miracle of our deliverance. This, Father, is life, Father, that you have given us in Jesus' name. So sanctify, O Lord, these elements of the bread and wine, that they will be to us by your Holy Spirit, the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, expressing his fullness into everything that we do in thought, word, and in deed. And we thank you, Father, that as we receive him, we will surely be transformed. We will surely come forth as a living and growing blessing in your name. Amen. Father, we thank you that you have given to us, O Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the living bread that came down out of heaven. Of his fullness we have all received. Grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. And that realization is our remembrance, Father. That realization is our proclamation that Jesus is our Lord. That by him, O God, we are alive to who you are. We are alive to all that you are. And as this Passover is realized in our life, we will come alive to you more and more, Father. With each passing day, we will be transformed from glory to glory, as the Lord Jesus reigns in us, as he unveils in his fullness your awesome reality, Father. So we want to bless you and thank you that we are able, O God, to partake of the living bread that came down out of heaven, the hidden manna of your name released to us in Jesus Christ. And as we receive, Father, we are grateful for what you have given us that is able to save us, that is able to bring us forth as a new creation in the Lord Jesus Christ. So with gratitude, Father, we receive the bread of life, and we covenant, O God, to give you the glory, the honor, the worship, and the praise by the grace that you release in us, in Jesus' name. Amen. The blood of the Lamb is life to us, and the blood is open to us as a living witness, the living witness that communicates to us the faith and love of Jesus. Precious Father, through the blood you have shown us that we have a future, Father. Through the blood you have given us a promise, Father, that we will live forever. Through the blood, O God, you have sworn an oath of salvation over each one of our lives. Save us, O God, by your name. Vindicate us by your power. Enable us to never forget, Father, that we are saved only by your name, that the name of Jesus is the name that proclaims that you save us, Father. That you save us by who you are and by all that you are. And through the blood, you enable us to come into the intimacy of who you are and all that you are. Let the blood speak in our hearts and in our minds. Let the blood speak in our situations and in our circumstances. Let the blood be alive to us, Father, all of the time. And let the witness of the blood bring forth in us the realities of every promise that you have given us, Father. Enable us to fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ as we come alive to his love, as we come alive to what he has done for us, as we come alive, O God, with gratitude before you, Father, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we thank you for making all of this word come alive to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen.